Mobile. 2BNG, how you doing?
Just got off work, enjoying the short trip home.
George, I've had commutes that used to take me sometimes the better part of 2 hours.
Now, 15 minutes, 17 minutes in traffic. 11 if I hit all the lights and no traffic.
That's the way to do it. If you get a job that's close enough to, Yeah, I remember one time, where did I work? It was someplace in Palm Beach, and I lived in Fort Lauderdale. It was a good hour's drive, and not always the best time of the day. But, on the other hand, sometimes it gives you a moment to, unwind and think about what you're going to try to do that day and that sort of thing.
You travel, I had a 55-mile commute when I first moved out to the new house. I was about an hour and 10 away. Oh, golly, within a couple of years, it was a two-hour drive. And what it's turning out to be is that people do use it as me time. That's me by myself to think and what I want to think. You know, back then you didn't have cell phones as prevalent as they are today.
Better now that you have, the long commute would be better now than if you've got your mobile phone and everything else. You could get all your work done before you get to the office. But, yeah, I remember commuting, and I would say well over an hour, because it was a good 50-mile commute.
Commute turned out to be, I would drive into Oakland, California, and then I would jump on BART, their public transportation setup, and that would take me over to San Francisco and drop me off at the block where my office was. So when I was on BART at that time, that was about 15, 20 minutes if I didn't have a whole lot of emails. That's when I did my emailing.
Downtown, because you would drive to where the train station was, and from there there was a commuter train and there was that people mover train. So it was nice to be able to take the train for the last part of the commute. You don't have to drive all the way in. You also have less concern for parking because the commuter parking lots at the train station are generally a lot bigger.
Contact in there. Contact, this is WNJE. I'm in a stray signal or something. Yeah, that was, actual drive itself wasn't that bad. What really hurt was the idiots around. Well, everybody thinks they're a good driver, and everybody else is an idiot. And I can agree with that to a certain degree, because I consider myself a decent driver. I will give myself 2 goofs a year. Whoops, sorry about that. Oh, my God, would have been my bad. And then I think about it, how many thousands of cars I used to pass up every day when I had that two-hour commute. And if everybody was allowed 2 mulligans without getting in the way, you're going to see it multiple times a day. People making mistakes while they drive. It's just statistics. That's why everybody thinks everybody else is bad.
One accident per 1,000 hours of driving or whatever, or one, maybe not even accident, a near miss or something. Oh, every 1,000 hours or every couple of 1,000 hours. So when you think about it, that's a lot. You know, or every couple of 100 hours, I don't know. Although somehow I don't see the self-driving cars thing getting sorted out anytime soon. It's more of a computational problem than most people think.
I remember when they were doing that, there was a highway, 580. Was it 580? Yeah, it was 580. They had a commute lane, HOV, high occupancy vehicle, yeah. Anyway, what they ended up doing was that at the time, the only technology they had was magnets. So what they did is they went along and put magnets in the road along the stretch of highway that, man, had traffic, but most of the time it didn't. And they tested it. And I can't remember, there were 4 full-size sedans. Of course, there was a person in the driver's seat. All self-driving took off, and they followed each other at like a car distance apiece and praying, hey, this is the way it'll work, but it's not cost-effective to put the magnets in. I guess now they got optics, and that is a whole nother story.
portions of the drive where you can, you know, i.e. the freeway. You know, you're pretty much moving in one direction, not really changing lanes, not starting and stopping. Hopefully you don't have pedestrians getting on the freeway. So anywhere you can computationally simplify the problem, it works well. And if that's all it was, that would be, to me, that would be good enough. You know, and then when you get back to this, when you start to get off the exit, get into city traffic, you know, then you got to go back to, you know, manual driving. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, freeway stuff out. Cadillac has it. Super Cruise. I saw that first time on a commercial. I had to go get my wife. And she's, oh, God. It's bad enough people can't drive. Now they're taking their hands off the wheels. Yeah, kind of a joke.
But now, for maybe almost 10 years, that active cruise control, which automatically keeps assistance from the vehicle in front. Not long after that, you had the, you know, I guess it has cameras to watch the lane markers, so it'll sort of follow the lane. You know, it's not anywhere close to being fully autonomous self-driving, you know, but as I said, for the, if the majority of the journey is along the freeway, you know, obviously you're going to want to sit there and watch what the car is doing, but at least for that part of it, you can sort of, you know, it takes a little bit of load off the driver for that part of the journey. And then when you get into the city traffic, you go back to, you know, manual driving mode. So, you know, what people don't realize is it's not an all-or-nothing thing. I can have automation that does part of what I want. Well, like autopilot. You know, autopilot and aircraft. I don't know if at the point where it flies the plane fully autonomously, but, you know, during the boring part of journey where it's might mostly hold this heading and hold this altitude, you know, it works very well.
You don't have idiots just jumping in an airplane and flying. Where you got idiots, they'll just jump in a car. Hey, I can drive. I'm not saying they can or can't. I'm just saying it's a little more regulated. But, yeah, that cruise control, or the autopilot is really kind of nice. But, yeah, here, I don't see the automation happening in cars for several years. I probably won't even be my lifetime. If it is, more power to it, happy form and all that. I'd still rather hold this steering wheel.
The automated system. Asimov's three laws of robotics. A robot may not hurt a human or allow a human to be harmed. So I think the first time it accidentally killed a human, it would probably go insane. Yeah, AI is not now, and it's probably not a decade from now. I mean, an actual true AI. But we may eventually see it, we may not.
Considering the speed that you need to have AI at to be able to do stuff, and the size that you want the AI to be, I think what we're going to have issues with is, I can't remember the guy's name, but he came up with the theory, you can only build something so small before it doesn't work anymore. And we've reached that point with silicone. We can't go any smaller. Now, somebody said they used to make they made IC chips out of gallium arsenide, it was poisonous, but they're finding out that they can make those components, make components with that material smaller.
Apple and their microprocessor circuits are already down to like 5 nanometers, which I think is only about 50 atoms wide. You know, how much smaller do you want to go? I tend to agree. We've made the features about as small as we can make them. And if there's any increase in density, it's going to have to be through things like, I don't know, stacking them, having multiple layers of features in a three-dimensional sort of arrangement. What is it, the Apple Silicon chip, I think they're down to a five nanometer process. So I can reproduce features on the chip as small as 5 nanometers, which is maybe not much more than 50 atoms.
That's about where it's at, I guess. I'm not, that's too small for me to actually try and remember. But they were talking about the fact that The silicone provides a barrier until you add a voltage to it, and then it releases the electrons or the holes, depending on however you want to do the silicone. But what they're saying is that the silicone no longer holds the electrons back. Even with it not charged, electrons pass through the silicone, and that's definitely needs to stop for the off and on switch for it, well, to all work. But yeah, somebody's saying it's just too small. Can't go any smaller than what we are. And if that's 50 atoms wide, more power to us.
Is it's still, these circuits are still being etched with ultra shortwave ultraviolet light. Now, how do you etch something which is 192 nanometers? How do you etch something on silicon much smaller than a wavelength of light? I would figure by now they would have to go to electron beams or something. But yeah, that's the smallest features we've seen so far. And yeah, if it's 50 atoms wide, how much smaller do you want to go? But yeah, what you're talking about, I think, is called quantum tunneling. Electrons randomly go through what would normally be an insulating barrier, and it causes crosstalk. So the problem there is you have to reduce voltage to reduce tunneling. When you reduce voltage, you decrease the signal-to-noise ratio, because now the difference between 0 and 1 is only maybe half a volt. So it's, you know, I don't know how much further you're going to be able to go. We may be at that limit now. So, you know, Moore's Law may have stalled out.
J-E for ID. I am actually pulling up to the house at this moment, so this will be my last transmission. I'll be clear on your final, and if something thought-provoking is said, I will answer. Well, I'll go upstairs and turn on the radio and then answer. Don't hang out in the car. My wife looks out the window sometimes and sees me talking on the radio. Yeah, they don't do that anymore. Anyway, I'm home, and I'll say 73s, and I will talk with you later. W1JE, I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, KD2BAG, good talking to you. Yeah, I've been sitting for 10 minutes outside the pizza place. So let me, I do the same thing. I'll sit there in the driveway. Anyway, 73 is in good conversation. We'll talk to you later.